Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. What's been the biggest challenge in your relationship, and how did you overcome it?
I think for me, you know, for me is, and again, this gets into perpetual from a differences in personality. My first job was at 7 years old, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, right? And going to school, come back and deliver them again. And all I saw in my house was get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, work till 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. So it's, I don't understand anything short of that. Does that make sense? And Lori works very hard, but she would see that as crazy, right? And I would see like 8 hours. Are you kidding me? That's part-time work. Mm-hmm. And so I think that become, you know, that's been a perpetual thing. Fundamentally, look, my wife wants to enjoy life. She wants to enjoy time with me. I get it. And I'm always pushing to what make the family more safe and secure, achieve more things, you know, so that's been a perpetual. But I think the way that we've solved it is really just understanding why these two positions are important to us, right? Mm-hmm. And so I try to accommodate time. You know, Friday at 3, the office will close and I'll come back, you know, Monday morning, unless, you know, there's some, you know, some training going on. But I think first an understanding of those two positions, why they were important. Not that those things have changed, but we're softer. We, you know, we fundamentally understand why for her, you know, 8 hours is enough. Let's be a family. Let's spend sure. time. And for me, why, you know, working 24 hours, 7 days a week is important to me.
Okay.
And then we find some common ground around that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
How about you, Lori? Would you agree? Is that what's the biggest challenge and how did you guys solve it?
I would say that's one of the bigger challenges. Mm-hmm. And gosh, you kind of got me on the spot here. Biggest challenge, probably raising a son and or a child and having the same parenting decisions and mm-hmm. the way that we parent and how we parent and all of that kind of thing. That's a huge thing to discuss and communicate about and over the years. So I would say has been in the forefront, but we've gotten through it. But I mean, that's one thing you definitely have to talk about and really communicate well with each other about.
Sure. Yeah, raising kids can really bring up a lot of conflict in a marriage over the years.
Right.
Because
right.
the older they get, the larger the issues get. So
absolutely. More expensive.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. For sure. Lori, I'm going to ask you, what do you need from Chris to attain the highest level of intimacy, the highest level of closeness? What do you need from him?
Oh, wow. You know, just, and he does it, you know, it's just every day, just the little things every day, you know, just, whether we're laughing and joking about something, whether he tells me I look great or, you know, we have a little, we call each other. He calls me Fat Mama. I call him Fat Daddy, but it's pH fat, you know, like.
Tease and joke.
Right.
PHAT, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty hot and tasty.
Yes.
Acronym, right? All right. Okay. We're learning about you guys.
But I mean, we joke, we laugh a lot.
We do.
You know,
that's
he
playful.
Reaches yeah. out to, okay. you know, throughout the day and will send me, you know, a text. You know, and
I'll send her little funny memes.
Yeah, but
so he's constantly touching base and constantly and communication and contact with you all day.
Okay. Yes, yes,
the connection. That's a great answer. I love that. So it's really not one big thing. It's just all little things that make you feel
little
close
things
to
often.
Him.
That's
awesome. What about for you, Chris?
Listen, you know, I'm a guy. Right.
It doesn't matter.
Was
look at
him. Where could he be going with this? I have no idea.
Yeah, that's
all.
It only
ruthless.
Took a kiss. Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Okay. I love my wife. Yeah. You know, I love to look at her. I love to be around her. And so, yeah, I mean, it's simple.
And that can be a deep dive for another interview.
And I think everyone, a funny story is, and I won't go through the whole story, but we call it cake. Are we having coffee cake or anniversary cake, birthday cake?
Right.
You name it, it's cake. Cake is the word.
I love that.
Let's have cake.
You
can
be out, right?
Just
go have
some coffee. I'm going to go home and I'm going to hear,
can we have some cake?
Right. Yeah, cake. Chris, cake is my favorite dessert.
It is my favorite dessert.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good.
Just fun, playful stuff.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, so, and then kind of just a fun kind of ending question is if what's the one thing that your spouse does that lights you up and puts the biggest smile on your face or makes your day? Like when they do what, it just makes you smile.
Just kindness. Mm-hmm. That's everything to me. Just kindness.
Simple kindness. All right.
I mean, that makes the world spin.
Yeah.
Right.
For me, just simple kindness. Yeah. And she's great at it.
Oh.
Yeah. How about you, Lori?
Oh, he is hysterical. I mean, he will just like make up songs as he's, you know, walking around the house or taking a shower. You know, and he just starts singing these songs that he makes up. I'm like, did you sing those when you were 7 and you learned those words? You know, I mean, I know he's happy at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to sing these funny songs if they're not happy, if they don't feel secure, if they're not. So I know when he's not in a good mood or something's wrong is when he's not singing
these songs.
Yeah. Okay.
And making up these flirtatious,
goofy,
funny,
silly.
But
they're flirtatious.
Yeah. Songs.
That's fun. I love it.
Well, I can have a YouTube channel.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I can see another enterprise coming.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Well, you guys are rock stars.
You are. Rock stars of relationships, baby.
We've so much from you today, and we're so grateful to have you here. So.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing and for opening up and
absolutely
being a little vulnerable even today.
Yeah,
so.
We appreciate it. It's great. You know, it's might be common sense, but it's not common practice.
Right.
And
right.
So you definitely get some great nuggets, and we appreciate you guys opening up and coming on. And like I said, we've just scratched the surface today. So we're going to be doing this for a long time, and we look forward to learning more about you guys.
Always here.
Great. Right. Look forward to it.
It's been fantastic.
Thank you.
Going through the book was just a lot of fun. Now you got to get one going.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Kick-ass wives. I don't know, maybe it's Lori and Kim.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see some dynamics here.
Right.
Some sparks.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got the connection.
So, but, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to know you guys. I'm grateful to be here today.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to sharing with you. All right, we're out.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. If you like the content of this show, you'll love Matthew's upcoming book, Kick-Ass Husband, Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. To receive a digital mini book of quotes and images from the book, all you have to do is rate this show and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Then email us a screenshot of your review at podcast@kickasscouplespodcast.com, and we'll get it over to you right away.
Until next time, remember, happily ever after doesn't just happen, it's on purpose.